Yechezkel, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, Li'ilui Nishmas Moreno HaRav, Avram Nesanel Ben Shlomo, and for Refuah Shleima, for those in need, the glorious vision of a great future of the Kibbutz Galios, literally, and the return of a beating heart instead of a heart of stone. Why? Why are the exiles going to be ingathered to remove all of the depredations that these people of Yerushalayim have instituted in Eretz Yisrael? Laman b'chuko, say yelechu. You don't even want the end result, you guys in Yerushalayim. This is so they can follow my laws. They can follow my decrees. A chuk, one that we don't necessarily know the reason for. V'es mishpatai yishmeru v'asu osam. And they will observe my laws, and they will perform them. V'hayuli la'am. V'ani e'yelohem le'lokim. And they will be for me a nation, and I will be a God for them. You've rejected me. And then you taunt the exiles by saying they rejected me, so they got kicked out. But or they held to me and they got kicked out. Both equally terrible. Chavalev, ve'alev shikutzehem v'tovav osehem libam holech. But those whose heart follow the heart of shikutz, of detestable things and abominations, those who follow their yetzer hara, to stick only with their avodah zarah, their idol worship, their disbelief, their sarcasm. They remained in Yerushalayim, were not exiled, and yet continue to pile avodah zarah on top of avodah zarah. Who continue to pile perversion on top of perversion. Just acting in the most immoral, unethical ways possible. Because remember, a lot of it was also financial. Slaves being set free only to be recaptured again because they went into debt. Fellow Jews being turned into lifetime servants. Darkam b'rosham nasati. I will place the consequences of their ways on their head. Nu'um Hashem Elokim. They're doomed. Mida keneged mida. They're going to get exactly what they deserve. And these are the people who remained in Yerushalayim. Which is terrifying because we like to think about the people in Yerushalayim as a remnant, as a faithful group. Not these guys. But the vision has ended. And now the action continues. Chav Beis, Vayisu HaKeruvim Eskan Fehem Vo'ofanim L'umasam. Then the Keruvim raised their wings. The departure of the Shekhinah had not been completed yet. And the Ofanim opposite them, those are the wheels. Uchavod Elokei Yisrael Alehem Milamola. And the glory of God of Israel was upon them from above. Terrifying that it's time now for the Shekhinah to leave. I'm so sorry. In my brain it's saying, Elvis has left the building. I apologize. Chav Gimel. Vayal kivot Hashem me'al tocha ir. And so the glory of God lifted off, ascended from over the midst of the city. Because remember, we moved from the Kodesh Kodeshim to the Heichal, to the Chatzer, to the gates of the Harabayis, now to the middle of the city, and now it's leaving. Vayamod al ha'har asher miketam lo ir. And instead it rested, it stood, as it were, above the mountain that is east of the city. Where is this? Har HaZeisin, says Yerbar Bernel. East of the city. Further and further away from the Beis HaMikdash goes the Shekhinah, fading into the distance, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence and protection over the Beis HaMikdash is fading away as well as he removes it. Chav Gimel Vayal Kvod Hashem Yal Tov Yir Ve'yamad Al Harash Mekidam Le'ir Chav Dalet Beruach Nesa Asni. And a great wind carried me off. We've seen this happen several times to Yechezkel. So Yechezkel is lifted by the wind hither and yon in places where he has no control over where he's headed. The wind is carrying him. He is entirely passive in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayachol because he is delivering his nevuah and seeing his visions and going whence he is brought. Batvieni kasdima el hagola. And the wind lifted me and brought me out to Chaldea, to Bavel, in the exile. Bamar'eh b'ruach Elokim. Now this is in vision. This is in his experience of what's happening to him. He was still in Bavel by the river Kivar. But he was brought to Yerushalayim in visions. And now he is removed from Yerushalayim. Even as the Shekhinah is removed from Yerushalayim. Bayal me'olai hamare asher ro'isi. And the vision that I had seen lifted off me, ascended away from me, departed from me. Chafhei va'adaber el ha-gola, eskel dvrei Hashem asher her'ani. And I spoke to the people of the exile, all of the words that Hashem had showed me. Now this includes, going way back in the Sefer, the episode of the scroll, the coming to Tel Aviv, not the Tel Aviv we have now, but the place Tel Aviv where he saw his visions, the previous Prakim, sitting in silence, going out onto the plane, lying on his side for a year. He's back. We haven't seen him in a year and a half. The sharp sword. The Radak says he lists everything that happened over the previous, just about all the previous parts of the Sefer, the previous 11 Prakim almost. And he told the people of the exile everything he had seen. Mesudas David says, why? They're not the people being addressed. That was the people of Yerushalayim. So according to Mesudas David, Asher Yishlechu, Laman Yishlechu Advarim Likrovehem Yerushalayim, that they should send word back to Yerushalayim, because he had never been in Yerushalayim physically. He had been there only in vision. So tell everybody in Yerushalayim what they have seen. And the Malbim says, it's more a concentration on the idea of the Mikdash Ma'at and the Kibbutz Galios, that this is to console the people who have been exiled, who are picking up the pieces of their lives, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them and they are going to eventually return to Arzah HaKadosha again.